This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
He's living a bad life. Every time you see Ugga, he's either A, getting pulled around by somebody looking mopey, or B, sitting on an icicle package because he's too fat. If he's not constantly air conditioned, he'll have a heart attack.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
So every bulldog in the world should be exterminated. You on record with that? Let's kill off all the bulldogs.
If you want to make this a widespread crusade, we can make it. Dog breeding has gone too far. Stop buying from breeders. Adopt a pet today. I am pro pet adoption. Get your pets spayed and neutered. I will carry the fight of Bob Barker.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Essentially, if your dog is a little bit heavy set, John Reed is volunteering to kill it for you.
Did you know that bulldogs can't have sex by themselves? Did you know that? So if we don't...
It's a tiring task.
If we don't intervene, they will just cease to exist. Nature will take its course.
Here, buddy.
God doesn't want us to have these bulldogs.
You stand by your bulldog holocaust, and I will stay away from it.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
All I'm saying is it's fat, it can't breathe, it can't reproduce.
Should I be exterminated?
Can you reproduce?
You want to throw me in there?
Can you
I'm
reproduce?
I'm fat and I can't breathe.
Can you reproduce?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 3 is brought to you by the G3 Help Me Hotlines. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Or visit g3helpme.com or you can call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. They'll usually take care of you out there. But our 3 headlines. Draven, what do you have?
I have the Forbes have released the world's most valuable sports teams of 2021. Ooh. Any guesses at the top 3 or 4 teams here, guys?
Just America or international?
No, this is of the world. International.
Manchester United, number 1.
That is incorrect.
Man City?
That is incorrect.
Real?
That is incorrect.
Arsenal.
These are some of these teams are on the list, but the number one team is
the Dallas Cowboys.
It is those Dallas Cowboys, Chuck.
I figure they would be
those Dallas Cowboys. Wow.
Soccer clubs and then the Cowboys.
Well, no, you are wrong, my friend. The Cowboys coming in at numero uno at $5.7 billion. Number 2 is also.
That's really cute, you know. You can't make the playoffs, but at least you're worth a lot of money.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Isn't it how valuable the Cowboys franchise is? How many people just watch and follow? Win, lose, or draw, Cam.
What is being win, lose, or draw for you as the fan?
It does nothing. Not a damn thing. Can anybody take a guess at number 2?
Knicks.
It is a
Knicks.
No, that is incorrect.
Is it a soccer club?
Lakers. Close.
Is it a soccer club?
Incorrect. No.
Nets.
No.
A racing team.
I'm disappointed in you guys.
Wait, what's
I'm disappointed.
What sport is it?
Baseball.
Oh, Yankees.
Yankees. Okay. Coming in at number 2 at $5.25 billion. Your Knicks, as you said, Hayden, $5 billion at number 3. And then you get the soccer teams. You get Barcelona, $4.76 billion. Real Madrid, $4.75 billion. A couple NBA teams here as well. We have the Warriors, Lakers, and then kind of rounding up, I guess this is what, a top 10, top something. We have the Patriots on this list.
Oh, really?
A little surprising.
They're still up hanging on off the old Brady reign. But
if you were going to ask for the next NFL team, I would have said Rams.
The Rams, not on the list. There is one other NFL team on here,
Patriots.
Though.
Patriots.
Patriots are on here.
Oh, yeah.
Buccaneers.
Charlie.
Buccaneers
the Bucks
are not,
just have never been worth money, so no, just one Super Bowl wasn't going to do it for them.
Let's see.
Packers?
You said there's one more local NFL team on
Chargers?
There?
Yes, there is.
Chicago.
Chargers.
No, not Chargers.
No, it's going to be the 49ers. Vegas?
The Seahawks.
Vegas?
Come on. Y'all serious right now?
Kansas City. Oh, my God.
What?
No. Kansas City?
No.
I was like, No.
The New York team?
Yeah, it's probably the Giants.
The New York football Giants.
It's the Giants. Yeah. I'm surprised you guys. Kansas City?
You can be bad. Indianapolis?
I was guessing strictly off stadiums. That's right. Rams, Chargers, Raiders.
Well, that was dumb of you.
They had the biggest stadiums. I mean, they're probably going to be worth. They'll probably be in the top 10 eventually, like without
yeah.
all the technology
so.
Stuff.
Well, with okay, this, logic doesn't add up. They're
your logic maybe. Equals nothing.
What's the most surprising team on this list for you guys? Anybody stand out?
The Giants, probably.
Giants. Still New York.
New
I mean,
York,
I
mean.
Man, New York.
They have been terrible.
There is two teams in, like New York,
NBA
though.
Teams, honestly.
Yeah. Warriors at the Lakers, a little surprising there.
I think the Warriors went up in value just from, like, winning the championships and then, like, their arena.
Yeah.
Like, with the Chase sponsorship and stuff.
Most likely. Still, you'd think the Lakers just, that's such a big brand. LeBron James,
I'm
also
surprised the Celtics aren't on there.
Yeah, no no Boston on this. Let's see, what is this? One, two, three,
I mean,
four.
The Patriots on there, but.
The top 10 right here. Bayern Munich also was a team listed on the list. $4.21 billion. They were the last team listed on here, so. There you go. But as we know, Hayden, the real story here, Cowboys, just king, man. They are just king. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy.
All those international teams, like
yeah,
Chuck said, those soccer teams,
they
love those soccer
team.
Teams. But, man, them Cowboys still at the top. How about them Cowboys, Hayden?
I wish people,
wow.
I mean, does anyone care?
Probably not. Probably not.
And last time I heard Draven say that, they went on and had a terrible end of the season.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for that.
I think you said that after you beat the Rams, right?
They lost to the Rams.
Oh.
They beat the Falcons.
Falcons,
week two.
Yeah, the Falcons. Yeah. That's what it was.
Next year. Next year. Speaking of staying in the NFL, since we're kind of talking about that, Jason McCourty, former New England Patriot, right? He ended up signing with the Miami Dolphins. Could be a decent pickup there. They did part ways with McCain. Was it Bobby McCain, right? The safety.
Yeah.
It was the captain for them. They end up cutting him. So there could be a little bit of a replacement there. McCourty still got some value. Had some good years in New England. What did you guys make of Trevor Lawrence? First appearance in the Jags uniform, Hayden. Scale 1 to 10. How good did he look in that Jags uni?
I have not seen it. Which one was he wearing? Blue
or black?
Well,
they kind of have
the blue.
They had the... I guess it's what, teal? Teal's the official color.
The white pants.
Teal on white, yeah. Black socks.
3.2 out of 10.
Why are you wearing that socks?
I'm just saying, like, you know, goes with the outfit.
I mean,
they did have the black uniforms was their main home uniforms. I think they switched over to the teal on white as kind of the primary uniforms.
One thing I will say about Jacksonville, though, I did go to the bowl game against Indiana, and their stadium was pretty cool. I sit right there next to the pool.
Poolside? Hey, like poolside,
like,
you have a
like
pina colada in your hand, just hanging
that,
out with the sunglasses
that
on?
That section wasn't open, but I was sitting in like the chair back seats right in front of it, so like
okay.
The pool was like right above my head, like behind me. It was pretty cool, though. It looked like it'd be fun.
How does
like
the pool look? Slides and stuff going on? Like, does it look pretty, or is it just a basic kind of pool?
It's kind of just like a little pool, and then like the front side of the pool, I guess it's just drive as a pool. It's just like plastic, or like not plastic, but glass, so you can like watch the game on the front side instead of it actually being like the actual stadium aspects.
Right.
But they have two, though. This is pretty cool. It seemed like it'd be very cool in September and not very cool in December.
Yeah.
And that's why
I was in Florida, though.
January, so.
You're in Florida, though, so yeah. you never know. You could get one of those really warm days.
How many people
do
you think are actually using that pool, though? I mean, it is a football game.
I would have season tickets
in
that pool.
If you watch their game, if you see their games, there is people in that pool.
I agree, yeah. You do see people. I just wonder, like, who wants to go to a football game and go jump in a pool?
Me,
I guess if you're hot enough, but
like their kids.
I was gonna say kids majority.
I want to. Are you kidding me? The opportunity to back float like in between and commercial breaks and just tread a little water, drink a little frozen drink, and watch some football.
The clothing issue would be an issue. Well, it would be a problem. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you don't wear clothes.
What?
You just get in your bathing suit.
Yeah, I'm talking about just like changing clothes. Like that would be an issue. I feel like
just wear a bathing suit to the game.
I mean, you can do that if you want.
Chuck sounds like he's thought about this a lot.
I have, like consistently.
Charlie probably has Titans slim tops.
I might. I don't know.
I guarantee you do.
Mm.
And so then I guess it would be acceptable. But it would
go
be,
watch
it,
a Titan.
It would still be weird.
That would be a plan there. Go watch a Titans-Jacks game down there. Go chill poolside.
Honestly, I think
with your Titans gear
those
on.
Those seats are like season ticket holder only.
Really?
I think club
yeah.
seats. Yeah.
I would be surprised.
It's a good stadium, though. The functionality of it kind of sucks. The concessions, they were not used to having people there.
What is it? TIAA Bank Stadium? Is that what it is?
TIAA
Bank.
AA.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Wanted to stay in the NFL, though. Man, the whole Juwan James situation's really got some people heated. You guys see this?
Yeah.
The NFL Players Association, they were pretty fired up about this, about Juwan James not being able to basically get any incentives, anything off of that injury. It was a torn ACL, correct? I want to say torn ACL.
It was.
In the email, the union official said that it was gutless to use a player's serious injury as a scare tactic to get you to come running back to these workouts. It said this memo is another sign of what they think you, and also affirms that they simply want to control you year-round in any and every way that they can. So
yeah, the Players Association already has been trying to get them to boycott, the upcoming, you know, voluntary workouts.
Is that the NFL? I know they mentioned like, hey, pretty much, you know, reaffirmed that like Juwan James not going to get any incentives from his injury. But did they also mention like, hey, you should also, this is why you should go to voluntary workouts? Is that what they were kind of implying as well?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because that's kind of what it sounds like just based off of
makes sense to me.
Response. You think so? You think that's,
you know,
fair
people just have a big issue with it because it was it wasn't like he was doing his own kind of like his own designed workout. It was a workout recommended to him by a coach. So like that, people are trying to be like, hey, that's like basically working at a facility. The coach, you know, was making you get in there, but yeah. So we'll see, but I don't think it's really going to change anything this year. They just need a better players association, man. They just never had a good one, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can argue whether, like how bad the NFLPA has screwed up by having their contract, it's not in their contract to where they get compensation or or whatever damages for getting injured at an off facility, but since it's already in their contract, but if I'm an NFL player, like, I mean, obviously, far from it, but if it's in my contract,
hey, never stop dreaming. You can get there.
There's a chance that I can get hurt at any of these facilities, and I'm not going to get paid. The team can just be like, oh, well, screw you, buddy. Especially if I'm like some guy making what under $15 million, whatever he was making.
Yeah,
I'm like, I think I'm just going to cover my ass a little bit and do this workout at the facility on team grounds to where if something happens, I can either get paid or, I mean, they'll pay for, like, the surgery, too. I don't know if they're going to do that or not, but
I don't think they're going to do anything.
That just makes sense to me. I understand that the NFLPA has screwed up, and people are pissed off about that. But it's already been negotiated. Like, you can't just go back and redo the CBA, like, just whenever you want to.
Right.
I mean, they could hold out or whatever. They're not going to hold out over this Juwan James. But if I'm a player, I'm just like, well, it's already in my contract. You can't change the contract. Just, I'm going to have to go to the practice field facility unless I want to end up like Juwan James.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, which is kind of weird, you know, when they're also like, yeah, boycott these voluntary workouts. And then you also know you need to stay in shape for your job. If you, you know, if you're somewhere else and this happens to you, it doesn't really help your cause out at all. But it's a weird situation.
I do think it's a situation for the player too, because like we're still, you know, kind of in a pandemic, Hayden. Like, you know, some of these players still may not feel comfortable going to these workouts or whatever. So, and like you said, Cam, they still got to work out. They still got to do something. I don't know. I just think it's could kind of see both sides, sort of a sticky situation. But, yeah, either way, tension's kind of rising there. We'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, Players Association pretty fired up after the NFL kind of released that memo, whatever, talking about the injury. And then real quick, Robert Saleh, new head coach of the Jets. By the way, Zach Wilson throwing dimes to Elijah Moore. I don't know if you're seeing the clips, throwing some passes across the middle. I saw a little deep ball. He had a nice little touch pass as well. So, Jets fans, nice and excited. Robert Saleh, though, he was a little unprepared for the moment. Kind of funny story here. He said that the horn blew at the end of practice today, and he said he started to take his normal spot behind the huddle just because he's always been, you know, defense coordinator, assistant coach, never the head coach. And he was like, oh, wait, like, I got to get up there and actually speak. He's like, oh, wait, that's me. I'm supposed to be the guy. Kind of funny story there, you know, having to adjust to being a new head coach. That's kind of how it goes.
Oh, for sure. But, yeah, many rookie min caps started today, so some of those guys are getting some action. But nice to see football trending back.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right, we'll catch a break. Come back on the other side as we kind of, you know, keep getting you closer to the weekend. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, we got some Tennessee basketball news coming out here in the past few minutes, actually. It's basically a little, one of those little tip-off tournaments. The Vols are involved in another one this year. Hopefully we get to play all of them this year, ideally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zahane, you kind of have the details on some of the teams in this. It seems to be a pretty loaded group of teams.
Yeah, they're going to play in like one of those little four-team tournaments. Like they seem to really enjoy playing. I think they're only going to play two games, so that's what they usually do is just like – the winners play each other and the losers play each other, whatever like that. The other three teams are Purdue, North Carolina, and Villanova.
Okay, that is a pretty good class. You know,
we love playing with those teams, it feels like.
Hey, if you got good relationships, it's easier to, you know, schedule stuff like that. If you, you know, have good relations with the coaches, have played before, stuff like that, it just makes scheduling easier and more likely that they'll work with you, so... Okay, that's a pretty good setup of teams there. Obviously, North Carolina wasn't what they usually are last year. Purdue was still pretty solid. Villanova's always really good. So, Evan, we're supposed to be pretty good ourselves, hopefully. So,
yep.
Man, that's gonna be a good early test for some of these young guys getting out there and stuff like that. So, that should be a really fun tournament, actually. Okay, I'm in.
For Tennessee fans too, I mean. I'm very intrigued to travel there. It's my two favorite things.
Where is this one at?
It's the Mohegan Sun. It's a casino resort in Connecticut.
Okay.
That combines my two favorite things, gambling and Tennessee athletics.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you're going to go?
I'm going to seriously look into it. Yeah, I am. Will you be 21 yet, Hayden?
No.
I can't keep track of you. Okay.
If it's it's in November.
November, you won't
be in November, December now.
All right, well, me and Draven will go. Cam, you're more than welcome. Hayden, sorry.
Oh, I may go to the game out in Boulder when we play Colorado.
Yeah, I want to see that.
That's a great early tournament. Get some good non-conference games scheduled next year. Now, like obviously, like I said, we're going back to Boulder since we did the home and home with Colorado.
On
we
3 days' notice this year.
Yeah.
That was the agreement. Yeah,
well, but we got it done. We got it done. And also, we play Memphis in Nashville, which could be the end of that series.
I don't know. So that's Penny and Rick have any interest in renewing it?
Exactly.
After the way Penny disrespected.
So I may have to get out to that one for sure, too. That would actually be a nice one to get out to.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one.
That'll be like probably the most fun game of the year.
Yeah.
Nashville, oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's going to be a madhouse.
The one here last year, like, obviously happened before COVID, and it was electric in there. Were you at that game, Charlie? Did you go to that
one? Yeah, I will say the one in Memphis was one of the more electric environments I've been in, though.
Oh, you went to that one?
Okay. And Memphis fans by far were up there with Loyola Chicago as the worst fan bases I've ever dealt with in any sporting event across any league.
They were pretty bad when they came up here, too.
Like over 100 games. And
what made them so bad?
It's annoying.
They were awful people.
They were bad when they came up here, too. I remember there was a bunch of Memphis fans. I don't know why you'd be a Memphis fan anyway. But, like, they were at Thompson Bowling when they came up here. And plus, that game was so bad. It was, like, but in the 50s. Lamonte Turner couldn't shoot.
There was, like, more fouls than made shots.
That was actually one of the most brutal games ever.
It's like 50-47, wasn't it? 51-47, something like that.
It was so bad, but
ugly.
But yeah, it was pretty wild in there. Especially Penny didn't come out for warm ups. He only came out like right before.
He knows better.
He came out right before they did the national anthem
to chew his ass out.
Yeah, I said some
to
bad
ruin
stuff.
His life.
What's the worst thing you said to him that you could say on air?
I don't know if I've ever said anything that I can say on air.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Fun fact, my parents are Memphis grads.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So. Hmm.
Unfun fact.
That's their team. But, yeah, so maybe they'll go check that out, great too. But great schedule kind of shaping up for Tennessee there. That should be a really fun opening, you know, tip-off tournament.
You said Villanova, North Carolina. Who was the fourth team again?
Purdue.
Okay.
And like Charlie's point, like, we have played them quite a bit. Like, we always play, everybody remembers playing Purdue.
Yeah.
And then we also played Villanova in the Battle for Atlantis.
Well, we played
Purdue in the Battle for Atlantis, too.
Yeah, we played Purdue
that
in the
same
Battle
time.
For Atlantis. Didn't we play, have we played North Carolina in a preseason tournament?
I
know we did the home and home with them when they had.
I think the last time we matched up was 16-17.
Old punchable Marcus Page, but
both those games were really good.
I was about to say the Nova game. We were up what double digits at halftime, something like that,
yeah,
and then
the
they came out
game.
And ran away with it.
Yeah,
Villanova did.
That was Folky's little coming out party before he messed up.
You're talking about Villanova, and you're talking about North Carolina. So which is it?
Well. I thought we were both talking about North Carolina.
I was talking about Nova.
I don't remember that game.
We beat Nova pretty good. I thought you were talking about when we played at North Carolina. And that was Folky's little freshman moment before he messed up his elbow. And
they lost to Villanova, Charlie.
I was about to say, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was a game
for Atlantis. We lost.
We were up at like 12 at halftime, right?
Why
did I remember? My memory has. Because
I remember it was like Christmas. It was near Christmas.
They beat Purdue.
That's it.
Ruined.
I knew it was a holiday.
Purdue on a buzzer beater, and they play Villanova next and get beat.
Wow, why did my memory have we beaten Gonzaga or Villanova this whole time?
I don't know. But the 16 and 17 North Carolina games were great. I had tickets for the 17 game was on my dad's birthday, and we went for his birthday, and it was like they did checker TBA. It was very cool.
I was a freshman. I was there. I had to drive. My brother graduated in Indianapolis the night before that game. I woke up at like 3 in the morning so I could get in line to get good tickets for that game. Drove to Knoxville and waited in that line. And that was when I think Tennessee basketball officially was back in that game. You know, that was kind of the game that signified, you know, our fans are back in it and we are back to being up there on the national forefront of college basketball. Even though we did end up losing that game, you could just feel it in the air there.
Yeah.
That the flip had been switched officially under Rick Barnes.
Looking forward to that tournament, though. That should be a real fun one. Great one to get to, like you said, as well, if you're into the gambling and everything for sure up there in Connecticut. Ooh, maybe a little cold, though. When's that going to be played? November, December?
November.
I'm out on that. Yeah. I'm out on the North in the winter. That is not for me. Okay, should be a fun one, though. Looking forward to that. Tennessee basketball, great test for the young guys there. I love that. We need an early test to get them right, get them going, hopefully. So,
kind of missed out on that last year. Yeah. I mean, all the games getting canceled. And that could have been helpful for those guys, especially, kind of gelling there towards the beginning because – come off the bench from the get-go, there's definitely some movement around. So
yeah, it's one of those things where it's either helps them get enough experience or could possibly even hurt their confidence, depending on how it goes. But, you know, usually it is a good learning experience to get these, big-time games. And I'd love to see, like, freshmen come in and just, like, step up in big moments off the rip there. So will be a fun little test to see going into the season. So looking forward to that. But let's catch a break here real quick, and we'll come back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
There are many.
Right back here in the Fan Run Studios. Hey, and you said somebody was ranking NFL divisions?
Yes, Monday Morning QB has ranked each NFL division heading into 2021 as far as strongest to weakest, 1 through 8. Okay. And so Charlie really wanted to play a game today. He was begging Cam every which way to get one sort of competition in so he may be able to win. So the competition of the day is everyone's going to have their own rankings, went through eight, except for me, obviously. And we're going to see who gets closest to this list. This may not be your list, but closest is that as this list as you can get
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
And whoever gets closest okay. wins.
Let's ride. So,
good luck, Charlie. Maybe you can get one win this
week. We starting at the top or bottom of this? Are we going?
What do you want?
His best one or his best eight?
What?
We don't even have to use numbers. We can just say the division.
I was about to say, you can ranking, just say the numbers. Like, best to worst.
What the hell are you talking about?
Charlie? I don't know what he's talking about. Just do. Let's just do the worst team. Okay, the worst team. The worst division in the NFL. Right. That's what we're. That's what we're guessing.
So you're the worst first. Okay.
All yes. right, I'm locking in the NFC North.
I'm going to say the NFC East.
I'm also going to say the NFC East.
Cam is wrong. It is the NFC East.
Boo.
Look at that. Yeah. Good start.
That Boo. Is now coming in at number eight on the list. Okay. Can anyone, whoever, let's start with number
seven. Well, I have the NFC East next on my list.
Okay, so Cam's out on that one.
I'm going to say the AFC South.
The NFC North.
Draven is correct.
Oh, my goodness. No. Two for two.
Draven, two for two.
Wow. Okay. Just
Cam,
wow.
One for two. Charlie, one for
Chuck,
two.
Chuck, don't make me do it to you again, buddy. Okay. Don't make me do it to you again.
All right. Who wants to start the next round?
AFC East.
I think it's either AFC East or NFC North. I'm going to go with the NFC North. I think it's the East.
I have the AFC South.
Draven is Greg, NFC North.
Oh, my goodness, man. Wow.
That is ridiculous. Why is the NFC North better than the AFC South? What do they have? The Titans and the Colts are better than any team in the NFC North right now if Aaron Rodgers isn't playing.
It's top to bottom. Is what it is, I'm pretty sure. I mean, like,
yeah, I forgot about Aaron Rodgers.
The Texans are on the bottom.
So are the Lions. And the
I don't know.
I forgot about Aaron Rodgers when I was doing this ranking. I completely forgot the Packers were in that division.
I am livid. I am absolutely livid.
If Deshaun doesn't play this year, the Lions are in way better shape than the Texans.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Texans literally have nothing.
And the Lions,
they have no assets.
And the Lions the Texans, had a really good draft class,
the Texans
too.
Are on like 0-17 watch, sure, but the Lions are on like 4-4.
Four more wins, Chuck.
But does that make up for how much better the Colts are than the second best team in the North?
The Bears?
Yeah.
You think their record's going to be that much higher than the Bears?
I mean, are the Bears even going to be a 500? Or you can't be 500.
Yes, they went 500 last year with Trubisky. Like, yeah. You don't think they can do that again? Yeah. Absolutely.
Plus, the Vikings might be the second best team. Let's not just throw out Minnesota, who has, you know, had a good draft class. Justin Jefferson, like a star receiver.
Titans and the Colts are better than anything the NFC North has to offer.
Well,
so that was six.
So anyone want to start with number five? Draven is perfect.
I have the South at five.
Okay,
so AFC South. So I'm out on that.
I mean, I'm probably wrong at this point. I have the NFC North South.
NFC South.
I have the AFC East at number five.
Draven's not perfect.
I knew he was doing that.
I swear I did not look it up either. You can look at my screen.
Okay.
I just have these all flip-flop just off by one. Because I have the AFC.
Okay, I'm going to rock out these last four, though.
Yeah, if he gets top four.
My bottom's a mess, but my next four, I got this for sure.
I have the AFC
East.
Okay,
go ahead, Cam. Go ahead, Cam. Number four.
Yeah, they haven't said AFC East yet, have they? Oh, no.
No, that was the AFC East.
Number five.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, perfect. It's NFC South is the next one.
That is also my guess, NFC South.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I had for five and AFC East for four, so it only makes sense that the AFC South will be four and the AFC East
It is. The NFC South for four.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm about to go.
Draven's about to go.
Who is it? Albert Breer?
Yeah, now I can't come back and beat Draven at this point.
I don't know. It doesn't sound.
I'm going to go fight him.
Okay, number three.
This is where it gets a little tricky.
Yeah.
NFC West.
This gets a little tricky. You said NFC West?
Yep.
I'm going to say the AFC West, actually.
I'm going to also say the AFC West.
That's correct. AFC West.
Ugh.
Gonna go
I mean, come on.
I'm going to need to see your search history.
You can. Actually, you can look. I've made this just list right here. Number two has got to be the AFC North.
I have the AFC North.
I got the AFC North actually in that spot, actually.
That's correct, Dre.
I just went perfect. NFC West, the best division in football. Chuck, tell you what, 0-3 on the week's rough, man. 0-3 on the week is rough. Hate to see that for you. Oof.
Play me in something that's not set up to work against me.
What? Tell me how this was set up to work against you.
I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know that you three are conspiracizing against me. That's all I know.
Right. You caught us.
I was missing all mine, too.
Well, yeah, you couldn't make it look that obvious if both of you did it to me.
I think that all makes...
That makes sense to me.
Team Haven here was texting each other this morning. Hey, I got this nice list. Yeah. I think we can get Charlie nice and riled up in the third hour.
It came out 2 hours ago after the show started. Big dumbass.
It's Monday morning quarterback.
I know, but it got posted 2 hours ago. That's where I saw it. It's on Instagram.
Sure, you just saw it 2 hours ago.
Think I'm watching it or reading it in the morning?
Yeah, and I'm skinny.
What do you disagree with the most on there?
What do I disagree with the most? I mean, I had it the AFC East better than the NFC South by one spot. I mean, you could flip-flop that. And then I have the AFC South better than the NFC North by one spot.
South, that caused you to miss four.
I do think the NFC North is a little more well-rounded than the South. AFC South. I think you got it. Don't think because, like, yeah, the Lions are the
Lions
worst
and
team
the
there,
Texans
but
both suck. The Jags are going to suck. The Jags so and the Bears both all right. With
the Bears are better than the Jags.
I was about to say, Bears just made the playoffs. The Jags just had the worst record in football. Like, I feel like there's a big difference in the past.
Yeah, the worst record in football last year and the worst record in football this year. Like in the same division. Like,
I mean, I get Trevor Lawrence is good, but a lot of people think Justin Fields could be pretty good too, right?
Yeah, I don't think Justin Fields is any good.
Well, either way, the Bears have a good, much better defense, a lot more assets.
The only thing about the AFC South is guaranteed is just like the Colts and the Titans. Yeah.
And also, I don't know.
And Wentz could be terrible, and the Colts could be terrible. Like, yeah, Wentz could be awful still.
Also,
the Colts not be good.
Packers elevate that so much just because they have the best Super Bowl chances out of all those teams as well. I mean,
yeah, no, I just completely forgot the Packers.
If you're ignoring the Aaron Rodgers drama, then yeah.
I mean, but the Packers are a debacle right now.
And I was curious if they were going to kind of factor that in, the fact that Aaron Rodgers could be out. But you can't really.
Jordan Love is their quarterback week one. The AFC South is absolutely better than
the North. I would probably agree with that. That would be three really – actually, I mean, the whole –
I mean, I think then you just have Vikings, Bears, Packers all kind of candidates to be within a game of 500.
Right.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised the AFC North was not number one.
Why is that?
I mean, dude, the NFC West is nutty.
It's loaded. It's loaded.
Cardinals, stupid. The Cardinals were crappy last year.
I mean, the Cardinals went 8-8, and they went out and got a couple of key players.
Great.
The Rams are about to be the best team.
They beat the Seahawks in the playoffs.
The Rams are about to be the best team in the NFC by far. I
understand
they
get Stafford
now. The Rams are my Super Bowl favorite. I think they're winning the Super Bowl. They already had a defense that made Jared Goff look halfway decent. I mean, their defense is the likes of, some of the best defenses to ever play in the history of the NFL. And now you're adding a quarterback like Matthew Stafford, who is exceptional, severely underrated, and finally getting a chance to win and play for a coach that knows how to use quarterbacks. I mean, they have weapons. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Gerald Everett.
Are you trying to say, like, Matthew Stafford's never had weapons in his life? Is that what
he has, but
okay.
I'm saying he's
just never
had
sure.
a competent coaching staff, organization, or defense.
Jim Caldwell, went over 500 almost, every year in Detroit, I want to say. And, you sure he didn't go 9-7, back-to-back years and got fired that second 9-7 season, I want to say?
I thought he went, 8-8 and then 9-7. But either way, I mean, they're just in such a better position to succeed. I mean, I think the Rams are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
I think the Rams might be the most overrated team just because of let's add Matthew Stafford
as a favorite for the Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford,
I do like Stafford.
Stafford.
I do think he elevates
so
that team more
than
Goff. But
Stafford. Is so
by the way, Caldwell 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7, did not he got fired after that second 9-7 season.
But they wish they could have that back.
I've debated this before. We'll see. We'll see with Matthew Stafford. I'm not completely sold.
I mean, he's
pretty
top,
old.
Top like 5 to
pretty
10,
old.
Like top,
has had some injury concerns in the past. I don't think I would even maybe make that case.
Who's better?
I'm not going to make a whole list of quarterbacks for you, Chuck, but I think it would be maybe borderline top 10, but I would maybe throw
borderline top 10. Oh, come on, Draven.
With all these up and coming quarterbacks,
there.
I'll make you a list.
I'll critique it.
I think we overrate Matthew Stafford. Ooh, it's funny how, you know, it's always just, there's always a victim. And there's always, I mean, the Rams.
Always somebody else's fault.
Exactly. Jared Goff holding us back, holding this great Rams defense back.
But yet
the narrative for Matthew Stafford is, you know, oh, it's the Lions coaching staff. It's the Lions GM. It's the Lions this. It's the Lions that.
Hasn't
had a 1,000-yard rusher. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Running back.
It's just funny how we do
Matthew
that.
Matthew Stafford has done more with less than any quarterback has ever done.
What has he done? What has he accomplished?
You said 11-5, 9-7, 9-7.
And zero playoff wins.
He doesn't have anything to help him.
He's had literally arguably the greatest receiver.
Wasn't your argument earlier today, too? You don't need to take top-end talent because the quarterback's going to elevate.
And he had a top-end talent. Matthew Stafford has always had good receivers.
You need
Kenny
a
Golladay.
Defense.
I feel like if you're going 11-5, your defense can't be too shabby.
There is an entire article about
how Ndamukong Suh was on this team in his prime there for a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, there is the argument for not having a first-round receiver because Megatron did kind of carry them.
I mean, come on.
Did he go number four from Georgia Tech?
For sure.
Yeah,
I think he went number four. Oh, no, the only thing about this list is, when I look at this list, I see AFC North, I see three playoff teams last year with, what, two playoff wins?
Yeah.
The Ravens and the Browns beat the Steelers,
and,
obviously.
You know, Bengals still had Burrow, could have maybe finished the season at least a lot better than what
NFC
they did.
NFC West last year, two playoff teams, one win.
One playoff win. One of them beating each other.
Yeah, beating each other, I mean.
But then again.
It was a terrible game.
Niners, healthy, new quarterback, Cardinals. Couple, like I said, key additions. I could see it.
Was AFC North the only team that had, or the only division that had three playoff teams?
Last year?
Yeah.
AFC North.
AFC. Yeah. Did the Dolphins make the playoffs?
No.
They didn't. Okay, so AFC South had two.
Yeah, they're the only team.
AFC East had one.
Yeah. And they have a good shot of getting three in again. I mean, I don't think Pittsburgh's really up there, but I think Ravens and Browns should be still pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anybody else that really has a shot at getting three in except for the NFC West, NFC South.
I mean, NFC West could have had three playoff teams last year if Kyler just, like,
didn't fall apart. No, he was close for sure.
But, I mean, that's a concern you have with Kyler Murray. I mean, it's not – I don't think it excuses them that he was hurt last year because, I mean –
That's what happens.
5'10".
Yeah.
And he's tiny, like, and he runs the ball. I just don't see him being a long-term, like, dynamic quarterback, in my opinion.
Especially just making it through the whole season because, I mean, he had pretty much a whole drop-off with the last 4 weeks, the last four games. He was just not even himself, so. Yeah. Tough.
Well, okay. Nice win, Draven. Draven nailed the divisions there. But, all right. We're going to go get last call on the other side here, get you to the weekend a little bit, and the drive, of course, from 3 to 6. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back for last call. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
So you're watching the game.
I'll take that as a win. So, yeah, going to play a little pump the brakes, keep it rolling. I got a story for y'all. I got Knoxville Man.
Oh, Knoxville, don't usually get these. I'll stop on this one.
Yeah, see if you can rival Florida Man. All right. Knoxville Man paid hitman in Bitcoin to kill his wife.
Wow.
A man is facing murder for hire charges after the FBI says he attempted to pay a would-be killer in Bitcoin to kill his wife. According to the FBI Cyber Task Force, the British Broadcasting Corporation advised them that they had information about a threat to the life of Anne Riplogle, weird name. Yeah, I don't know what they were checking up on Knoxville for, but whatever. FBI Knoxville advised the Knox County Sheriff's Office, who conducted a welfare check. The two law enforcement agencies met with Anne and her husband, Nelson Paul. I don't know how to say the last name. Who both said they would not think of anyone who would want to harm Anne. The BBC was able to provide more information, including details about the date and time of a veterinarian's office visit that Anne would be taking her pet to, as well as the make, model, and color of her vehicle. So he definitely was passing out the information to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Payment for the murder was made using virtual currency, Bitcoin. The FBI was able to link Bitcoin account used to make the payment to the app Coinbase and subsequently to the IP address responsible for the transaction. What a rookie mistake. Of course they're going to track your IP address.
Right.
People are so bad at committing crimes.
I use Coinbase.
Yeah, but you could use you could hide where your IP address is coming from. But people are so bad at this. But the FBI says Coinbase records reveal the transaction from a personal savings account belonging to Nelson Paul himself. So it was used to pay the would-be killer. The murder-for-hire guilty verdict carries with it a maximum 10-year sentence if no personal injury occurs and a fine of no more than $250,000. Dang, you only get 10 years for trying to pay somebody to kill your wife?
Wait, really? You said only 10 years?
It's a max of 10 years.
And that's the maximum, dude. He'll probably be out in like 4.5 on good behavior.
Yeah, if that. His wife still doesn't know where she's at.
And he has 4.5 years to figure out a better way to execute his plan.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody in there probably got some tips for him. So
just use cold hard cash like a real man.
Like, here's what you gotta do.
Cash. Yeah. That's why cash is still king. Cash is untraceable.
Just watch Breaking Bad and use one of those weird things that they always use to secretly kill people.
Yeah.
You can.
He's like, I'm in here for life.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Be better, criminals. Be better.
Maybe there are a lot of better criminals, but we just don't know because
they got away with
good criminals.
Exactly. Most murders go unsolved.
We'll never know what the perfect crime is because it's the perfect crime.
Oh, I know what the perfect crime is. Not that I've done it, I just know.
We don't know. We don't know because we'll never know.
I'm pretty sure most murders go unsolved. Crime. Like,
most?
Like, percentage wise?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a pretty high percentage.
With completely an entire lack of knowledge on this, I would estimate 61% go unsolved. With no knowledge or even anything to base that off of at all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it said in 2019, 61% of them were solved pretty much in the U.S.
Were solved. You said unsolved.
Yeah.
Right number, wrong.
Oh, that was close.
That was impressive. I was about to say, maybe Chuck does get a point right before weekend.
This is the clearance rate.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Hey.
What did you say?
He guessed the number, right?
I guessed the number of unsolved murders. What is it? On the correct percentage.
What'd you say, 61?
61.4% of clearance rate is the highest.
That was spot on, Hayden Wallen.
In the U.S.
Chuck Stradamus.
Wow.
Offenses cleared by arrest. Does that mean they're getting... I don't know if that means they're getting arrested or they're getting
cleared.
Don't
keep reading it because we've just decided I'm right. Let's move on.
I want to read more. Now I want to know. U.S. criminal cases can be cleared or closed one of two ways. The first is the... Oh, yeah, it's definitely the other way. At least one person is either charged or...
I don't hear you. None of us hear you.
Going back to the story here, Cam, was there motive at all? I'm always curious about the
motives. I guess he just hates his wife. There wasn't like a specific reason.
It's much easier to divorce than murder, I feel like.
I would say so, yeah.
Probably
I would
cheaper,
say.
Too. Yeah, so yeah, okay. Well, yeah, only one third of murders go unsolved. So.
I don't know. How much Bitcoin was it?
About 40% go unsolved.
Maybe not cheap.
Which I think is a pretty good odds.
Always sign a prenup so you don't have to pay someone in Bitcoin to murder your wife.
It's that simple.
4 out of 10 murders don't get solved.
4 out of 10 don't?
6 out of 10.
So how many people we got here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. So a few people out there. We have good odds. At least one of us would be able to get away if it sounds like.
Okay.
Not too shabby.
Which one of us would it be?
Oh, me, easily.
If he does get out, like,
easily me.
Wouldn't be me because I can never murder.
I've never done anything bad.
He's not going to be able to get away with it this time.
Yeah.
It actually does go through.
That's true.
That's interesting. I knew there was like a pretty
from
high
Knoxville,
rate.
Huh?
Yeah, Knoxville guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just hanging out, trying to kill his wife.
Go Vols.
Go Vols. He wasn't wearing a Tennessee shirt in the mugshot.
Oh,
so
thank goodness. Huh?
That's a good sign.
Thank goodness.
That's a good sign. Oh, boy. All right. Well, yeah, we are about out of time, so I guess I'm not going to ask y'all for a story.
Thanks for having me this week.
Yeah, no, appreciate you hopping on, Charlie.
Round of applause for Chuck.
Appreciate you.
Congratulations on
graduating
this weekend, sir.
Yeah, congratulations
to you, boys. Congratulations on beating your ass all week. Thank you.
Y'all enjoy it. Y'all enjoy it.
Let's do something physical. I'll beat you in any of that.
Dodgeball Monday, boys. Come on, Dodgeball Monday.
Besides races.
Dodgeball Monday.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the Dodgeball Monday if you're going
to
be there.
I don't have any reason not to.
But yes,
I might. The Preds are the last game of the year. I don't know.
All right. Well, Drive's up next. Stick with us here at Fan Run Radio.